You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can also tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On Mets. Similar to last year, where I did a lot of podcasts talking about why the Mets need to sign Zach Wheeler, I am officially kicking off the JT Realmuto coverage for this offseason, as I believe the Mets need to sign the star free agent catcher. And the owner of the Phillies made some interesting comments about JT Realmuto. I want to talk about that in the first half of the podcast and how the pandemic is going to create a potential buyer's market for free agents, as a lot of teams may not be spending. Later on in the second half, I will get into JT Realmuto in specific and the type of contract that could get the Mets this all-star. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizeOnline.com. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Built Bar comes with 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new flavors: the Caramel Brownie Bar, Cookies and Cream, Cherry Barcia, Lemon Almond Cheesecake, Carrot Cake, and the Apple Almond Crisp. These bars come covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and they are healthy too, coming low in calories, low in sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. To try Built Bar today, go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get $10 off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. So Phillies owner John Middleton said over the weekend that JT Realmuto will head to free agency. Middleton said that signing Realmuto is a priority, but he will not know the Phillies' revenue and financials going forward based on what attendance might be next year. He said, quote, can you tell me what the governor and the mayor of Philadelphia are going to allow us to have next year in the way of fans? Because if you do, you know something I don't. So I have no idea what we're going to be allowed. Obviously, that will determine our revenues, and revenues determine what you can do and what you can't do. This is interesting, because I think this is a dilemma going on in, what, at least 20, if not more, franchises right now going to the season, maybe all of them. Everyone has to weigh what they can spend with what they're going to bring in. It's obvious economics. And what you're looking at is a year that Major League Baseball just had where they only had 60 games. The owners lost a ton of money. And next year, what's going to happen? Are they playing 162? Are they playing 100? Are they playing 140? How many games are they going to be? They're in a better position than the NBA because, for one, they have more time to plan this out. They're on a regular schedule. The NBA is finishing up their finals right now. Usually training camp would be kicking off. So they have no idea when their season is going to start. They don't know how many games they can get, and they play in enclosed arenas. Major League Baseball has the benefit of being in open-air stadiums, and we're seeing NFL teams seek games at a limited capacity, but this all depends on whatever city governances and state governances allow. So that means that the economics and all of this is different from each team. And for Philadelphia, John Middleton's looking at it and saying, if I don't get fans in here, if I don't know how many games we're even going to play, how do I know I have money for JT Realmuto? And I believe that you're going to see a lot of teams basically making the excuses of why they don't have to spend money in free agency. Here's an example. A guy like Jake Mariznick. He's going to make, in my opinion, nothing higher than a minimum salary. And it's nothing against Jake as a player. When he actually got on the field, he looked pretty good this year. And he's had some moments throughout his career. He's a very talented defensive center fielder. But he's going to have some problems just getting a major league contract instead of a minor league deal, because the team's going to look at Mariznick and say, okay, right-handed bad defensive center fielder. I had this prospect that, in his last season, he hit 220 in Double-A, but he could probably give us something like that, and he's going to cost a fraction of what Mariznick costs. It's not worth it to spend there. And there's going to be a lot of that. And the way this works, if you are a general manager, is you're having your meeting with your owner prior to the start of the season, the off season right now, and the owner's going through the financials, going through the books, and looking at what your balance sheet looks like and what your commitments are for the upcoming season. And he's going to say, look, you have $25 million to address this roster one way or another. So if you're the Phillies' new general manager and that's what Middleton comes to you with, and you're losing JT Realmuto and Jake Arrieta, and obviously that's some money coming off the books, but he's only giving you, say, $25 million to add, and you're looking around your roster, and maybe you want to add an arm to your bullpen, and you're looking, and obviously catcher's in need, and you're going to need to address the rotation, and all in all, you're looking at all of this and saying, do I really want to spend everything I have in my budget on a single player in JT Realmuto? And the answer is likely no. And also, when it's a long-term financial commitment, as a player like Realmuto will command, that's an even tougher sell. Because even if you have money in the budget this year, you have to look at the budget of the future. And 2021 is the last year of the CBA. Then there could be a player strike. So that is another wrinkle in all of this. So does a team like the Phillies want to commit long-term money to Realmuto? And all of this is to say that an owner like Steve Cohen has the ability to manipulate this situation to his benefit. And by manipulate, I mean you can now be the one guy in the room who doesn't need his team to pay his bills, that isn't relying on the Mets to make his money, and has the disposable income to go to a JT Realmuto or any free agent and give them a competitive offer and end up finding valuable deals. In a buyer's market, there might not be any teams in on a monster free agent like Realmuto, and maybe you even get him at a discount. I want to talk about this a little bit further and how it relates to JT Realmuto and what he might command in free agency. But first, Postmates is your personal delivery service for food, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery you need all year round. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, and then begin to browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Start your free deliveries, download the app, and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit with no minimum purchase for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. As JT Realmuto has sought a contract extension with the Phillies, he has made it clear, and his representation has made it clear, that he wants to set a new standard for catchers in free agency. Let's look at what that previous standard was. Joe Mauer has the biggest contract ever, an 8-year, $184 million deal. That was an average AAV of $23 million a year. Buster Posey got a 9-year deal for $167 million. That is an $18.5 million a year contract. Yasmani Grandal is the last premium catcher to hit the market. He did so last offseason. Got a four-year, $73 million deal. That is $18.25 million a year. Catchers generally don't get the big contract because there's injury risk. They can decline very rapidly at any moment. We just witnessed this with Wilson Ramos. Even though he wasn't the best defensive catcher in 2019, he fell off even greater in 2020, and his hitting struggled as well. So, JT Realmuto wants a seven-year deal. Is that something the Mets should just sign up for? Personally, I do not know, especially when you have a catching prospect waiting in the wings in Francisco Alvarez, who all the scouts love. So tying yourself to Realmuto for the foreseeable future does come with its risks. But because of this market, I think the Mets can find themselves in a favorable position. Here's what I'm assuming happens. JT Realmuto's agent is going to call 30 teams, say that he's as valuable as Anthony Rendon was last year. Rendon got 7 years, $35 million a year. That was a $245 million contract, and that's going to be the first ask. All 30 GMs are probably going to hang up on him or basically say, I'm sorry, we're not paying that. We're not interested in that. And for Sandy Alderson or whoever the general manager ends up being under Alderson, here's what I think they could possibly say. Maybe 5 years, 125. That sets up a new AAV of $25 million a year. A five-year commitment gets you to a point where you're paying for his age 30 through age 34 seasons. And I think any team would be thrilled to have JT Realmuto under those terms. I don't know if there's anyone who's going to be out there signing him to that 7-8-year deal. Now the question is that enough money to sway JT Realmuto to sign for a shorter deal than maybe he originally wants? We saw Bryce Harper prioritize years, taking a 13-year contract from the Phillies. Is there someone who will offer Realmuto, say, I don't know, 140 over 7? And is that something he wants because he wants that long-term security? I think this is the biggest part of the negotiation process with Realmuto. You want him, but not necessarily at all costs. Theoretically, his agent, here's the Mets' first offer. They're still shopping the high end. The two sides reconvene later on. And they say, look, we're willing to go down to 5 years, but we still want the 35. Or maybe they even say, okay, we want $30 million a year. So we want 5 years, $150 million. Here's where the Mets can get creative and also structure out a deal that works for them with Francisco Alvarez in mind. And that would be an upfront, front-loaded contract for the first 3 years with an opt-out with two options that Realmuto can pick up if he decides not to test free agency again when he would be 32, entering his age 33 season. Basically, in this scenario, since Cohen has the money that most other owners don't to pay him up front and front-load a contract, which I'm telling you, you're going to see a ton of backloaded deals, I think. Because I think owners are going to say, look, we'll give you the 7-year contract, but the first 2 years aren't going to be significant money. That way they can kind of ride out the storm of this pandemic, get to a point where they know they're going to have their sellout crowds again, and then start to pay for these contracts. Interesting case for Trevor Bauer, too, who's talked about wanting a hefty 1-year deal. Is that 1-year deal out there for him? But back to Realmuto. They can structure this thing where maybe he gets $30 million in 2021. And maybe he gets $25 million the next 2 years. So maybe you're paying $80 million of a $120, $125 million contract up front. And then if Realmuto wants to opt in to the last 2 years of $40 million, he can do that. And what this sets up with Alvarez, if everything breaks right, if JT Realmuto signs, plays really well, he's going to opt out after that third year, right about when Alvarez is ready to step in. You thank him for 3 great years of service. Realmuto hits the market looking for a 4-year contract for starting at his age 33 season. And there you go. There you have it. Or if Realmuto decides that he's not going to command that, you have a contract, 2 years, $40 million in a couple of years that wouldn't be immovable. And you also have the flexibility to make sure that Alvarez is prepared to step in. And when he finally does show he's ready, there can be a succession plan there between those two guys. And it's a good problem to have, is what I'm trying to get at. If Realmuto is awesome, wants to stay in New York, and if Alvarez breaks right as a top flight prospect, you'll have tough decisions to make, but those are the decisions you want to have to make. So I look at this, and again, I will spend a ton of time this offseason talking about JT Realmuto until he signs on that dotted line, whether it's for the Mets or anybody else. Adding a catcher of his caliber helps you in so many ways, between helping your pitchers, helping your defense overall, helping your lineup, getting a big right-handed bat in the middle of it. Also, you are taking him away from a division rival that just could not afford him. And I think for a Mets fan who's been waiting for that for a long time, that would be a big victory that will take Steve Cohen, who's already widely regarded by Mets fans, everyone loves him before he's even in the door. This would put it over the top. And I think because of the way the market might break, there could be an opportunity here for the Mets to get JT Realmuto on their terms rather than signing a contract that could be an albatross in 4 years. We'll see how this all breaks. We'll see what happens over time. But this is the top story to watch when it comes to offseason targets for the Mets. As always, thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. You can also tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked on Mets.